Okay, the morning of September 11th, I got up and did not turn on television, radio, or anything, and just left to go to the gym. On my way to the gym, I got a phone call from my then fiance, now my husband, who lived in Philadelphia, and I was living in Northern Virginia, so the Washington, D.C. area. So he called me and was just frantic on the phone saying, "Where are you? Where are you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to the gym." And he goes, "Turn back now. Go back home. Go home now." And I must explain that the reason why he was so frantic and asked me to go back home immediately is because there was immediate talk of a backlash against the Muslim community, and I am visibly Muslim. I wear a scarf. And so he was afraid for me. And so I go back home and I turn on the television and, and realize what's happening. Sadness, shock. And then my neighbors start knocking on my door. And so, like one by one, they just started knocking on our door and kind of telling us, "We're here for you. If anybody gives you any kind of trouble or problems, you just tell us. Here are our numbers." And that just felt, in the middle of all the shock, it just felt so, like, just so comforting to have these kind of people around us. And my mom called later that day. She lives overseas. Of course, they were also very afraid for us because by that time, the plane had gone into the Pentagon, which was not far from where we were. So I lived, I think it was like 10 miles from the Pentagon. And so we started getting frantic calls from all over the world and just, my mom saying things like, "Don't leave the house. Like, just stay where you are and don't leave the house. If you have to leave the house, it's okay. Take off your scarf." It's survival mode at this point. And that was September 11th.